News Talk 1620 WTAW. A couple of quick reminders that voting continues until 7 this evening, and then I'll be over at the Brazos Center. Chase will be here in the studio to, and between the two of us, we'll keep you updated on the air and online with the election returns here on the air at 1620 at WTAW.com. And also a reminder that gates open at 7, parking already available for free. And go to WTAW.com to get all the details of the ESPN College Game Day promotional video that they need you to be part of that simulated midnight yell thing. So that's going to take up the evening for some of you, and taking up some time now. John Agnew, Bryan Police Department is here. I wanted to, before I forgot, giving the shout out to everybody who participated in Tippecop last week.
Yeah, wow. What a great year for Tippecop. This is our time where we really say thank you to the community on behalf of all the local law enforcement who participated in that event, and Texas Roadhouse for hosting it again this year. We raised over $10,000, which is probably the most we've ever raised in a two-day event with that program. And I don't know if y'all know this, I try to brag on it every year when it comes to Special Olympics, but with Tippecop here in the Brazos Valley, we're known for raising the most money in this program in the state of Texas. And so we try to brag on that when we can. And I'll tell you what, the community kept up the tradition once again when we broke $10,000 over the two-day event. So we had a great time up there with the Texas Roadhouse staff and with the community coming in there and laughing with us and peanut fights or whatever it is, you know, they do there and have a great time. I did not make it this year. I tried to get down there, so I'm sorry I didn't make it, but I was ready to go and something had come up. But Sergeant Jason James did a wonderful job helping to organize that with some other people as well. So hats off to you, Brazos Valley. You did it again, so well, hopefully we'll try it again next year.
Terrific. What else is on the plate for this evening?
Well, one thing I want to add on that, I always forget to say that money stays here locally, and that's a good thing. It's kind of like when we have our blood drives and things like that. It's neat to raise things, and it's neat that we get to put it back into our community. So kids in the Special Olympics will get equipment and things they need to spend that money on for here locally. So it's a wonderful thing. So forgot to say that. What else do we have going on here? Well, last Friday night, if you left some things in your vehicle down off 29th Street, there were some burglary of motor vehicles going on. We had 8 to be exact last Friday night. And
this has been the area then of 29th and...
That's right, down towards College Station city limits, just off of 29th Street there. There's an apartment complex back in there. And we do see them from time to time. You know, summertime, some people are away and the cars are sitting there. So we'd like to remind our citizens in Bryan and in College Station, you know, don't make it easy for the criminal who's out there shopping. Out of sight, out of mind. Take it, lock it, hide it. You may hear that as well. So like we've seen purses on seats of cars. You got your radar detector sitting there, or your GPS just sitting on the windshield at 2 a.m. in the morning. That's just screaming, take me, if someone's shopping. Not to mention if your door's unlocked. I went this morning to water the grass, and my teenager's car door was unlocked, and we'll be having a conversation when I get home about that as well. But it's just simple things like that. Some criminals will come by and just pull on the door, and if they'll rummage through your car until they find something they like and take. So try to remember to educate, you know, your family members, and remind yourself to lock your door in your car and just take those things and hide them, or tuck them away somewhere, or bring them in the house. That always helps as well. Now, of course, yesterday you should have run that story about us arresting the guy who stole the car and some other objects. So we arrested him on Saturday evening. The next night, we started looking for people who were wanted for burglary and ended up locating one fella and taking him to jail. So hopefully that'll help close out some crimes as well.
What else?
Well, you know, I tell you what. A couple weeks ago, we were talking about tire tread safety. I don't remember that, the penny and how deep your tire tread should be. And I went to go get some tires on my car the other day, and just two tires. And one of the things I said 2 weeks ago was, if you get two new tires, just recommend you put them on the front of the vehicle for a couple reasons, because of stopping and steering reasons and things like that. Well, I go to get these tires, and they put my new tires on the rear. And there are promo signs up there talking about putting these new tires on the rear, and then they show diagrams of the car sliding out of control because a slider in the rear, and in a turn, you want good traction back there because your engine's in the front, it's heavier, more traction up front. I was kind of surprised to see that. So I wanted to share those two different theories with the people who listen on the air. And I did it this morning on the radio, and we had some people call in, and some people suggested, and I honestly, I don't know the answer as to why, if it's a marketing technique or not. But if you have front-wheel drive vehicle, I guess you'd want better tires in the front. And some people say if you have rear-wheel drive vehicle, you'd want better tires in the rear. But I think it's really kind of up to the customer and the type of vehicle you drive, front-wheel or rear-wheel drive. And my suggestion to that, since I had so many options, was buy four tires. That you don't have to worry about.
There you are.
But they're just not cheap, you know, when you want to do four tires. But I was surprised to see that the other day. And it's just a different theory that you and I mean, growing up, we always, you know, front tires is what we'd always replace if you only do two at a time. So I thought that was interesting.
I'm sure there are many theories about that, as there are vehicle manufacturers. So
Sure. And, of course, my last and final plea for anyone who would like to join the Citizens Police Academy. We're starting Thursday next week, so if you're on the edge about it and you've been thinking about it, I have a seat for you. If you want to meet this face behind the radio, come on down Thursday night. August 9th is when we're starting the English one. I'll tell you where we do have about half the class full in English, but Spanish is where we're hurting. We are looking for some Spanish-speaking citizens who would love to come and partner with us to the Citizens Police Academy. That's where we're really trying to get the seats filled.
And again, applications are available at both the police department and online.
That's right. BrianTXPolice.com. BrianTXPolice.com. You can find a lot of information there, but on the homepage, you can find out about the Citizens Police Academy. And you're always welcome to call me. My direct line is 209-5350, 209-5350. And if I'm not there, leave a message. I'll always call you back.
All right. Very good. We're into the heat of summer. Reminders to not leave kids and
That's
or
right.
pets. While you're off.
Yeah, 100, Bill.
Yeah.
100. I was driving over here, and I was like, where's the green going? It's evaporating away. Yeah, don't forget, please don't leave children or pets in the car, even if you're running in the gas station for just a second. Even if the car is running, not safe to do so as well. And especially if it's not running, please don't. It's a crime to do that. And we would hope that other citizens would call in and let us know if they see something like that, because we want to address that right away.
And one other tire reminder, too, to keep the proper inflation, because it being so hot and you're driving fast, a tire can blow regardless if it's underinflated or overinflated.
Yeah, I had a friend tell me that happened to him the other day. A friend of my daughter's was telling me he was going down Highway 6 and he felt some wobbling, wasn't sure what it was. Next thing you know, tire blew out. He was okay, but it does happen, and it wasn't a super, super old tire or anything. So it does happen. Check your inflation. The recommended PSI is on the outside of that tire. And try to keep it in those ranges. Most of the time, those tire pressure sensors, once you get about 5 to 10 pounds away from the majority of the tire pressures, that warning sensor will come on.
For those of you who have such
a feature. Such an awesome feature. It's a headache, and it's a thing you love to hate, because I mean, you got to get out and find out which tire it is that's low.
Just hopefully looking at it will
resolve that issue.
Thanks for the visit, as always.
Thanks, Bill. Good to see you.
You betcha. John Agnew, Bryan Police Department, with this News Talk 1620 WTAW.